his perspective on various changes that have taken place.
The historical perspective of Prince of Peace and its relationship to spiritual gifts, the relationship goes back some time to an early part of Pastor Wagner's service there, when the basic awareness of spiritual gifts was introduced through Sunday school classes and through his adult classes that he taught when the church was much, much smaller. And if I recall correctly, we really initially got into this in taking the leadership of the church at the time, the elders, some of the officers, and what we were discovering through looking at the successes in our ministries, the elders that were outstanding elders, and in applying the test was the fact that, boy, there was a good validity when we tested these. So then we started to use them as a criteria in really calling people in different parts of service, and it has evolved from that today where we are very, very tuned into what a person's gifts are and relative to how we try to position them in the church. But my personal experience has been that going back some time, I can reflect on the fact that as I was discovering my spiritual gifts, I was also discovering at the same time why I was doing functions at the church that I wasn't any good at and I didn't enjoy and were personally frustrating to me. As I matured in my understanding of what my own place was and where I should be, and as I channeled myself in more specifically into those areas, I personally experienced an awful lot less frustration in my dealings in the church, and I think I've probably been more effective in my work and in serving the Lord at Prince of Peace, simply because as today I'm very comfortable because I believe that where I am is where the Lord has gifted me to be, and it is a much more pleasant experience. I think it's important to realize that when you're focusing on having people working in an area of their spiritual gifts, and when they're empowered to operate that way, the need for hierarchical management structures within the church significantly is diminished, because you simply don't have to have the management processes in place when the people are functioning where they should be and where they are optimally gifted and suited to be. So that a church really serves best when you start from the bottom up, making sure that you have your people focused and moving correctly, rather than worrying about the top down, how do we make sure that we're managing people and they're doing what they're supposed to do. I think a major mistake all too often that the traditional church structure has done is to put boards in the way of individual ministry churches, because all too often these bureaucracies do nothing but hinder an individual's spirited effort to do what they want to do and what they should be doing.
Another layperson, Betty Price, offers now some additional details.